Good morning, everyone. Welcome back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. My name is Oliver, and you are listening to a new Discolly episode. It is December 6th, 2024, 11 a.m., last day of classes, so we are back on Discolly. Before I do get started today on this beautiful Friday morning, I do want to acknowledge that CITR is live and broadcasting off the unceded traditional and ancestral lands of the Musqueam, Coast Salish, and Tsleil-Waututh Nations. We are back today with another artist, another album. It's super exciting. It's always a fun time to be talking about everything about music every Friday in the morning with me. I have a really nice artist lined up for you guys today, and I can't wait for you guys to get to know them, because I feel like everyone knows one of their songs, one of their most popular songs, but hasn't really been able to explore the album that it actually didn't come out of that album, but the album that it can be found in. Because it ended up being like a banger and everyone kind of knew it. And actually that one song, I'm getting into it already. But anyway, before I get into it, I do have to say how the show works. So if you're new here, basically how the show works is that for about half of the show, I talk about a pretty mainstream artist who is pretty well known, has a pretty, solidified career. And also just talk about their albums and who they are as a person, the lore behind them, if there's any drama that comes along with being, their artist and their persona. Talk about that and concerts, vinyls, you name it. It's literally everything. I just love to yap about an artist for about half of the show. And then for the other half of the show, we have our Discovered Artist of the Week, which I usually like to keep Canadian. This time we're going to switch it up a little bit. And talk about someone who usually sounds pretty similar to the mainstream artist that we're doing that week. So that's basically how Discolly works. It's honestly a really, really fun time. We just kind of yap and we just kind of, hope for the best that we don't go too off topic, because it happens quite often. You get into one person, then you get into the other, and then it's just yada, 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 yada. But anyway, it's always a fun time. But I do want to introduce you guys this week's mainstream artist, which is Pink Panthers. I feel like a lot of people may have recognized the name. She isn't huge, but she did have a huge song. And I feel like some people definitely know her through other songs if you're really into like hyperpop, which is kind of like the genre that she kind of really, really dabbles in. And yeah, that's basically how I know her. I actually knew her through social media, because she had her breakthroughs through social media. So yes, so this week we're going to be talking about Pink Panthers. She was born Victoria Beverly Walker on April 18th, 2001, in Bath, Somerset, England, which makes her 23 years old. I found it funny. I just recently went to go visit Bath. I kid you not, it is really tiny. It's like a really tiny little town. I don't even know if it's a city. It's really cute, though. It's so, 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 so beautiful. Everything seems very antique. It's very old. I mean, it's named Bath after the Roman baths that the Romans used to bathe in. And I never thought that she was actually from Bath. This is something that I just found out. And it's really cool because it's a tiny little, I feel like everyone knows like each other in that little city, that little town. But it is very, very touristy. I mean, me, like myself, I was there a tourist. So, but yeah, it's beautiful. So that's really cool that she's from there. She is an English singer, songwriter, and producer that dabbles in many different genres like pop, bedroom pop, hyper pop, alt pop, D&B, jungle, and mainly also as well UKG, which UKG is short for, also let me explain, D&B is drum and bass, UKG is UK as in like the actual place, like UK, and then G is garage, so UK garage music, UK garage pop. So she really just has fun with a lot of different genres, and she does it really well. Actually, her career didn't actually begin until fairly recent. In one of her TikToks that she posted, she was using one of her songs that blew up with over 500,000 likes. This was around 2020. So she began writing and producing her own music in high school and started taking it more seriously in university, writing all night long. Honestly, when you find a passion, just follow the hustle. Just keep on hustling, keep on pursuing that dream, and you just never know what will happen. Something that Pink Panthers was known for a lot was sampling different songs. I think she sampled Michael Jackson a couple times, just kind of like the beat. Like, she didn't exactly sample anything like with the lyrics, I'm pretty sure. But her brain runs when it comes to beats and when it comes to different forms of styling in her production. So that's pretty cool. In 2021, Pink Panthers released her debut mixtape, To Hell With It, with her song Pain charting on the UK and Billboard charts. Pain was something that was, I think that was the first song I ever heard from Pink Panthers, because you could find that song on most platforms, most social media platforms, as well as mainly on TikTok. That's actually where I found it, because I think there was like a trend, or people would just use it on their like get ready with me's. But yeah, that's how I found Pain. That's how Pain kind of had its huge breakthrough. And after Pain charted on the UK and Billboard charts, she also had her fan love songs off the album, such as I Must Apologize and Just For Me. Just For Me was, I think, actually, it was between Pain and Just For Me, the songs that I really, really liked. And having moved on from her album, she later in 2022 released To Hell With It. She re-released it, but the remix version of the mixtape. If you don't know exactly what it means to like remix an album, it basically just means that sometimes you may invite or artists may reach out to remix, or even they do it like alone and then they like send it over. I think that's how it works. But you have other artists like do remixes of your song. So instead of the actual, mixtape just being 10 songs, she re-released it with 15 songs. They're not exactly different, but they're just remixed. So Pain had two remixes with Paufu and LSDXOXO. I Must Apologize had two remixes, Sango Remix and Tommy Gold Remix. Last Valentine's had the Wonder Girl and the 2AAB. Passion had one with Sam Gellartri. I don't know. Just For Me had El Guincho. Noticed I Cried had Flume. Noticed I Cried also had OJC. Reason had two as well, Jaro Vandal, Evil Gyan, and so on. There was a bunch of people. And 19 actually had Nia Archives, which is cool because I love Nia Archives. She's really awesome, and she's just super, super fun. So she released that in 2022, and it was just kind of vibey. I think it made it a bit into like the club EDM scene, but not too aggressively. In 2023, she released her debut album, Heaven Knows, which, a little drum roll, is the album that we're talking about today. That was a terrible little drum roll. I'm just like tapping my fingers on my hand. She released Heaven Knows, which was her breakthrough album, and that helped her breakthrough into mainstream with her incredibly charting and incredibly popular song called Boy's a Liar, but specifically Boy's a Liar Part 2, featuring the one and only, the controversial Miss Ice Spice. So that helped her definitely like get into the scene and everything. And I definitely do think that Pink Panthers, being the person that she is, obviously from the UK, is a lot more well-known and a lot more famous in the UK. Kind of like a similar vibe to, not anymore technically, but Charlie XCX before she, you know, released Brat, and before she released her pretty well-known songs this year, like Guess, and, well, that's part of Brat, but before she had her whole Brat era, she was really, really well-known in the UK because she's from the UK, and so a lot of people, obviously, the charting was a lot better for her in her home country. Same for Pink Panthers. I would probably say same for Central C. Central C is also someone who pretty much charted a bunch in the States and in Canada and all over the world, but very, 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 very well known in the UK. So I'm guessing there's like this trend with like UK artists just being a bunch more well known at their home base. So today, like I said, we will be talking about Heaven Knows. Heaven Knows is an album I actually didn't really get into until she released her last single off of the album. She released the music video for it, and I just absolutely loved the music video, where I was like, whoa, like the song's really vibey. What's the vibe of this album? Because I have to know. And I think it wasn't until like maybe a month after her release date, because it just released not super recently, but like sufficiently recently. It was released on November 10th of 2023, so almost a year, quite soon, under Warner UK Records. The genre of the album is UKG, yet again, and bedroom pop. Bedroom pop, it's not a genre I feel like I can actually like pin down as like one specific sound that comes out of it, because bedroom pop for some people can be like super like acoustic, but like love, like if you would mix like acoustic and love ballads together, but like with some form of like garage band, you know what I mean? But then also it can be like super, super indie, and just heavy on the vocals. But then you also have this type of music when it's just very, very just production based, as in like there's not exactly like anything that you have to like connect, like acoustic guitar or like, even on the electric guitar, like nothing like that. It's literally just like everything's based off of your computer, which I guess might mean why it's called bedroom pop, because like you know you're in a bedroom and you can't exactly have this whole setup, so everything that you do is on your computer, I guess, maybe, I don't know. But everyone takes bedroom pop in like a different kind of sense. I maybe very simplistic, very very raw, nothing too complicated. But Pink Panther's songs are very, well, complex, complicated. Everything's like layered, which is like super fun and what makes it so unique and what makes Pink Panther's who she is. But yeah, there was four singles off of the album. First one being Boy's a Liar. I don't think it was a part two yet. I think it was just the regular Boy's a Liar jokes. It was Boy's a Liar part two. And then it was Mosquito, Capable Love, and finally Nice to Meet You, which was accompanied by her music video that she made for that one. I honestly just want to kind of get into the album and play you guys some music and introduce you guys to like what there is to expect from this album. I'm not gonna lie, it's a pretty fast-paced album. There's like a couple songs where she kind of takes it a bit slower, but it's a pretty fast-paced album. The first song that I want to play for you guys is one of my all-time favorites. Not my favorite, but one of my all-time favorites off of the album. Which actually features Rema, and he does a great job being a feature on this album. And it's the perfect opening to the aesthetic of Heaven Knows. Heaven Knows kind of gives me like a very like Transylvania, very like vampire, very Rose from the Dead. I mean Heaven Knows. There is the album cover itself has her kind of sitting on like this Dracula chair in a beautiful like silk white dress. And a dove just above her. I should probably like look into like what inspired this cover. And then there's like a door with like a little red light in the back. Very, very dark and somber. Kind of feels a little bit like Shakespearean. But yeah, the first song that starts off the album is called Another Life, featuring Rema. And I'll play it for you guys and we'll have a bit of fun and then come back and talk about it again. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and this is Another Life by Pink Panthers. All right, welcome back. You're listening to Discali, and that was Another Life featuring Rema by Pink Panthris. That was the start to the album and the introduction to the tracks and kind of the vibe as well that we have to expect in this album. I love the vibe a bit. It's a song about like dying. I guess obviously it can be a metaphor of like someone who's not paying attention to you anymore. But the way it begins it too with the organ, it just gives it such like a creepy vibe. When I first listened to the song, I was actually confused. I was like, whoa, like this is kind of like a turn that we're not usually used to. And then she also has implemented the sound of like a really heavy rainfall in the background, which makes it seem even more like is the name Macabre? I keep wanting to say Macabre, but I feel like I'm using the wrong word. Macabre, disturbing and horrifying because of the involvement of depiction of death and injury. Oh, I am right. You know, that's the right word. I guess I paid attention in English class in high school. That's crazy. So yeah, and then it just gives it like a really cool vibe. And then she's starting off the lyrics with, I'm in front of you with no makeup in the morning. Can you please wake up, babe? Now you're scaring me. Your alarm's on. Are you sleeping because it's been so long? Guess you died today and I can't believe it. You lost your soul. You know that. You can't stop this. Guess you died today. Please give me a sign. At least we know that God was giving you time. Great way to like depict that. Like it's actually kind of crazy. And then Rema comes on, talks about, I'm guessing he might be like the guy's point of view. Rema kind of has a very specific way that he sings that sometimes I'm not sure exactly what he's saying. I'm just like, yeah, 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 kill it, kill it, kill it. And it's not until I actually look into the lyrics that I'm just like, whoa, like he says, got a chance to slap my demons on their wrist. You finna move on when you cry for a week. You don't get me. You don't get me. Crazy, crazy, crazy lyric. I definitely think it's just about like not paying attention to the other person. And then the only thing that you pay attention to is when you're going to have fun. Wink, wink. Which is unfortunate. But great song. As you can tell, the song is really like produced. Like there's a descending bass that's very repetitive, like it just doom 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 doom, like it just keeps going like that. And then there's like the organ, we still hear it. And then there's also like a crazy like, that's how I know some like Pink Panthers was behind something, or usually it's a Pink Panthers song. Usually it'll be like really quick, it'll have like a really prominent like bass and like back drum, and then out of nowhere she'll just hit you with the, and it feels like you're running, or it feels like you're kind of like, something's like a gear is spinning like really, really quickly, and you're just like, whoa, it's kind of like being flustered out of nowhere. But I just love that that's just iconically Pink Panthers. Moving down the track list, we have True Romance, which is a song that I also really, really like. It's, I think, a little bit slower, but she very much keeps like the BPM and the tempo throughout the whole album until she actually like decides, you know what, like where I'm going to stop. I'm going to show you, take it down a notch and show you like a different perspective of what I can do. So after True Romance, we have Mosquito, which is the next song that I want to play, and actually one of the songs that was a single. And yeah, we're just going to vibe it out, listen to it, and then get back and talk about it a little bit more. You listen to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and this is Mosquito by Pink Panthers. On a Monday, can I see you? Can I check my numbers? Cause I want to. I know it's annoying how much I do. Spending you the day that I want, that day that I want.
Knock, knock. Guess who? MRG Live coming right back at you, this time with a whole new list of upcoming live shows by your favorite artists. Hear this. Marika Hackman, Faye Webster, Empress of, Peter Cat Recording Co., and The Rare Occasions are a few of the artists MRG Live is bringing to you. Follow at MRG Live Official on Instagram to stay tuned with all the artists performing near you.
The Bike Kitchen welcomes you to Access Night, a weekly event in the shop offering free tool rentals for queer and trans folks, with the purpose being to make bike mechanics more inviting and accessible to folks traditionally excluded from the industry. Visit the Bike Kitchen on Wednesdays from 6:15 to 9 p.m., located in the basement of the Life Building. We hope to see you there.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Discali on CITR 101.9 FM. And that was Pink Panthers with Mosquito. It's just like a really fun song. It's just upbeat. It's almost everything. I know the UK definitely did love this song a lot more off of the album. I remember seeing a bunch of TikToks. I don't know if you guys know those TikToks when people go up to people and they're like, oh, what song are you listening to? Or what's the song that you're really into right now? And I think there was this TikToker who like usually does it. And they went to the UK to do it. And I think most people said Mosquito, which is kind of crazy. But it just keeps showing to you how, like, these artists' music is so much bigger in, like, their home country, which makes sense, right? But, yeah, Mosquito's just, like, so much fun. I was reading, because it still talks about death, I was reading what Apple Music had to say on the introduction of the album. And it's really cool, actually. It was talking about how all of the musics, all of which is united by the story of the troubled relationship, the album's emo-shaped lyricism, frequently blurring the lines between heartbreak and death and love and obsession. Which is actually really cool because some people do feel like when a relationship ends or when a relationship starts or even obsessing between a relationship, it's just like it's death. It's just like, oh my God, like I'm dying. Like, or this person doesn't care for me. Like, that's death for me. Like, this is the end of me. And just having it, you know, be super somber and just talking about death like that. I mean, we heard Another Life talking about, you know, I'll see you in another life instead of this one because this one, clearly it's not going to work. But still having that, like, false hope that even in another life, you know, like, that's possible that we may be together again. It's just kind of crazy to me. But I can definitely see what you mean by obsession, Apple Music. but yeah, and then they were also talking about like Ophelia as one of the songs, which I'll talk about that later because they have a really good explanation of Ophelia. But going down the track list, we have The Isle, which is a bit of a not super slow song, but a bit of a slower song compared to the other ones. And then we have Nice to Meet You, featuring Central C, which is someone that I briefly mentioned at the beginning of this episode because he's also a UK rap-based artist. But Nice to Meet You was the song that got me onto this album because of the really, really well-made and super, super Y2K music video that she put out. The reason I say Y2K is because it basically... How can I say this? Like, the vibe is so, like... I want to say if you'd mix Disney Channel and a flip phone with, this is like a super interesting way of describing the aesthetic. Yeah, so Disney Channel with a flip phone with sparkle scented markers and really crazy dancing, but like crazy dancing in the sense of like very loose hip hop, if that makes sense. Like, if it weren't for us being in, like, the, you know, 2020 years, I feel like they would have all been dressed in, like, backwards caps. The boys would have, like, yeah, backwards caps and, like, muscle tees. And then the girls would have, like, layered on shirts. Like, they'd have, like, a long sleeve with a short sleeve under and then, like, a skirt with, like, another skirt under and then leggings. You know what I mean? Like, that aesthetic. So yeah, that's kind of what it is. And it's like, I love the production of the music video, and I love the visuals as well in the music video. It's really, really fun. But Nice to Meet You was honestly for me my most, I don't even know how to call the song. It felt like very glittery and very like flowy, but at the same time, it has like a really good bass drop that is like repetitive and continuous throughout the song. You'll hear it, but it basically goes like doom, and it just like extends, and it kind of feels like you're falling, or kind of like if you're being like punched in slow motion, and then the beat drops again, and it's just like so much fun. It's so exciting to listen to. So I'll let you guys listen to it. We'll get back, and I'll kind of mention a little bit about her vinyls, her concerts, and then have the last song for us lined up before we get into the Discovered Artist of the Week. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and this is Pink Panthers featuring Central C with Nice to Meet You.
And this be from Cash, not from YouTube.
I pray that I'll die before my baby. I'll take a risk if anyone tries to touch my baby. That's my
crying. I said, no, I'm not being unfaithful, baby. And somehow she caught me lying. I tried to say it weren't me, it was one of my G's. We could call the guys, but it weren't one time, it was four or five. Long story short, we don't talk no more. Now she on TikTok doing story time. I might risk it for a biscuit. Put my hand in her junch, I reach for a cookie. Sweet and I can't resist it. I'm innocent until proven guilty. My girl not convinced, but I'm not convicted. I feel like a creep when I call restricted. Pissed cause she blocked my digits. Leave it to God, I can't stop what's written. Across the body, still cross my mind. I'm a trap boy and she like good use. If I remember correctly, I'm not her type. Cupid try aim at my heart, I jumped over the car and tried duck and dive. Now she putting up pics of rapper relationships like it must be nice.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to The Scully, and that was Pink Panthers with Nice to Meet You featuring Central C. Again, great song, super danceable song. I actually loved the choreography behind this music video, and it reminded me so much of this other choreography, which I kind of did a little deep dive, not gonna lie. But when I saw the choreography, I was like, wow, this seems so like loose, it seems so free, it seems so genuine, original, very creative. And it reminded me a lot of the Jungle music video for Back on 74. I don't know if you guys ever like saw that video, the lore behind the video, the lore behind the music. It kind of just became like this really cool, really, I don't even know what, 80s, 70s type song. But anyway, it was this crazy video with this crazy choreography. I don't remember the actual name of the choreography, which is so sad because I think I follow him. But the choreography that he did for Back on 74 was super loose, super fun, super like weird and quirky and very like unique to who he was. And then I was like, oh my God, like that totally looks like the type of choreography that is in that music video. And then I was like, wait, might be the same choreographer. And it ended up being the same choreographer, which is crazy. Which is super, super cool. Because I love dance. I used to be a dancer. So I love also paying attention to the dancing when it comes to the accompanying music video, which is cool. Nice to meet you. You see what I mean by like this glittery kind of flow? When she says waterfall, it fully feels like a waterfall. Like it feels really, really nice. And then I love the little like punch of the bass when it just goes, or like the beat drop when it goes doom. Oh, so fun. I feel like I'm like ascending, or I feel like I'm like gonna hit a wall, you know, or someone hit me. Like I feel winded. That's actually kind of what it is, but in a good way, not in a bad way. But it's just so fun. And then Central C in his verse, he says, "I woke up to my shorty crying, said nah, not being a faithful baby, but somehow she caught me lying." I think during the time he might have been going through a breakup with, I honestly don't know if it's Mads or someone else. But it's crazy because like he fully like dropped that. Now she's on TikTok doing story times, because I'm pretty sure like she did end up going on TikTok to do story times about like what happened between them and whatever. Which I was telling this, I think it was Izzy last week, when we did Short and Sweet by Serena Carpenter. I love when artists are just like petty on their music, like, and like so like not subtly, they're just like so petty. And they just don't care. They just do it for fun and the vibes and obviously maybe the publicity. But yeah, it's just crazy. And then after Nice to Meet You, we have Bury Me, featuring Kalila, Internet Baby, which is an interlude, and Ophelia. So what I was going to mention about Ophelia, Ophelia is, I don't know if it's just the painting or actually like a character. Oh my God. So apparently I paid attention in English class to know the word macabre, but I didn't pay enough attention in English class to know that Ophelia is a character in William Shakespeare's drama Hamlet. You know, whatever. You know what? Just leave it. We're not going to talk about it, but it's okay. But I know Ophelia through the painting Ophelia, which obviously was based off of Shakespeare's Hamlet. But again, a little side eye for me, but that's okay. But Ophelia is a painting that can be found at the Tate. Not the Tate Modern, or the Tate Modern, maybe. And it's this really famous painting of a woman drowning, or Ophelia drowning, in like a river. And I think she's dead, or maybe just floating. And she just, it looks very beautiful, but at the same time, very tragic, because I'm pretty sure she's just like done, or she's trying to grasp for air. But yeah, so I was going to say Apple Music described Ophelia as the sense of drowning in love. Where can I find it exactly? Oh, here it is. I think Apple Music was trying to find the comparison between the aesthetic of death in Heaven Knows, between the metaphorical death where you're like, oh my God, I'm dying of love, or like I'm dying of heartbreak, and then like there's actual death. And then, and I quote, on Ophelia, someone's actually killing me. They're drowning me in a bathtub. That's literally what it's about, she says. It could feel sinister if her voice and increasingly boundless future facing hyperpop weren't quite so sweet. And that's what I kind of mean by glitterly. Glittery. It's just the sound is so like happy and quick and I guess sweet. But she's talking about these like crazy topics about death, which is iconically Pink Panthers. Now to the part of the show that I absolutely love to talk about is the vinyls and the concert. So there was a couple vinyl record pressings for this album. Not that many, actually, which is kind of nice because I, as much as I love a good variant, I also am trying to stop preaching so much and, you know, idolizing people who have so many variants, because it's not really good for the environment and you do not need that many versions of the exact same album. Even if you add one song, that's just a little bit annoying. But she has three variants to the album. She has a standard black pressing. She has a white pressing that was first, I think, limited to her website where you could buy it in stores. And then she released it into Urban Outfitters and then just, I think, in general to most indie stores. And then she had a Zeotrope record, which I think the Zeotrope started off as a Blood Records exclusive. Blood Records is, I wish one day I can get a Blood Records exclusive, because they're super limited. They end up being between 1,000 and I think 3,000 copies usually. And they had a Zeotrope. Zeotrope is basically a picture disc where they put like various photos. It's kind of like a, are they called flip books? Where you like flip it really fast and it creates like a moving image. Same concept, but it spins really fast and it creates a moving image. The only thing is that you can't see it to the naked eye, so you do have to get like a specific camera or app on your phone if you want to see it that like takes images, because obviously video is just images layered really quickly, but takes the images at a specific tempo. I don't exactly know what the actual lingo for that is. I'm not a photographer, but and then it creates an image and it moves as the vinyl spins. So that ended up being a Zeotrope vinyl exclusive to Blood Records. But then later on, I think they just made it like mass produced for like most indie stores because it was also numbered. But I bought mine, and it wasn't numbered, unfortunately. I bought mine in the UK at FOP Records, I think that's what it's called, FOP Records. And it was a Zeotrope, and I was so excited to have found the Zeotrope. I was like, oh my God, like this is a blah, 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 blah. I was like freaking out. And then I ended up finding that it was just like a mass-produced version of it. It's still like an official version of it, but they just ended up being like mass-produced for the public, which is fine by me. I honestly, that was my first Zeotrope, I think, and I think my only Zeotrope record. Yeah. And I love it. And yeah, I also use an app to see the image. It's really cool. And then, yeah, so those are the vinyl pressings for Heaven Knows. And then we have the concerts for her. She did like a mini tour, kind of. She went, you know, around the States to play her, I think it's called Capable of Love Tour or the Heaven Knows Tour. I'm pretty sure it's called the Capable of Love Tour because she has a song called Capable of Love. So she went on tour for that. She only mainly did the States. I think she did maybe Toronto, which is what most people do if you're there going to come to Canada. Yeah, the Capable of Love Tour in 2024. And then she was supporting Olivia Rodrigo in her Guts World Tour as an opener, but then she unfortunately canceled, like not halfway through, maybe halfway through, maybe not, to just focus on herself and focus on her health to make sure she was okay, which is so valid. And unfortunately, she was going to come to Vancouver when Olivia Rodrigo was doing Guts, but she had to cancel, which is sad because I was debating on buying Olivia Rodrigo tickets just to go see Pink Panthers because I absolutely love Heaven Knows. And when she said that she wasn't going to come, at least to save myself a few bucks, but I will get to see Pink Panthers one day. I'm not too mad. I'll see her when she comes back with her next album, of course. And yeah, those are basically concerts. I will say one thing because I was a little bit surprised, but I went to Wireless Music Festival in the UK this past summer and Ice Spice was there. She was performing on stage and I was like, oh my God, like crazy. Like, we're in the UK, Ice Spice is playing, she's definitely going to play Boys a Liar Part 2, and I was like, odds she brings out Pink Panthers. I was so delusional, odds she absolutely did not, which is kind of sad, because I was very excited to possibly see Pink Panthers at least do maybe one verse, maybe two verses off of the song, and then have Ice Spice like join in, but then, yeah, she didn't end up actually joining, which is a little bit sad. But anyway, moving down the track list after Ophelia, we have Feel Complete. And honestly, I'll just complete the track list and play the last song. But we have Blue, Feelings, Capable of Love, and then Boy's a Liar Part 2. The last song that I want to play for you guys is actually called Blue. I love Blue. It's so, so much fun. It's super chill. It's super vibey. It still kind of has like that sweet glittery feel to it. But it's more, yeah, it's more, I honestly feel, this one feels more like bedroom pop to me. Ish, because I also relate bedroom pop a little bit sometimes to R&B because it can be like super relaxing. But yeah, it's Blue, it's fun, it's not exactly sad because I know like sometimes people are like, oh, if it's blue, that means someone's probably blue. But yeah, we'll play it. It's still kind of fast paced. We'll play it, we'll talk about it, come back, and then yeah, wrap up the mainstream artist and get into the discovered artist of the week. You listen to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and this is Blue by Pink Panthers.
I'll buy the same everything. And then charges.
Royal Otis, live in concert, coming to the PNE Forum in Vancouver on October 22nd. Fresh off the heels of their debut album, Prats in Pain, and the viral cover of Murder on the Dance Floor for Triple J's Like a Virgin, don't miss the Australian duo on their biggest tour yet, Royal Otis, Glory to Glory Fall Tour. Tickets are on sale now at ticketleader.ca. TICKETLEADER.CA.
You've been troubled, you've been broke, you've been hungry, no job, no money. The one you love has deserted you. That makes you blue.
Got the blues? Just want to hear some blues? Tune in every Saturday afternoon from 3 to 5 for Code Blue. Right here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, www.citr.ca. Code Blue.
Here's how he feels about it. Blues ain't nothing but a man. Good man feeling bad, no how. That's all that is.
All right, welcome back to Discali. That was Pink Panthers with Blue. You see what it means when like it's really vibey, really chill, but it still kind of has like the super like hands in the air, kind of jump side to side, move your head side to side sweetness that Pink Panthers obviously brings to the production of her music, which obviously makes me feel super lively and that I'm enjoying my time listening to her music, which is a goal accomplished for her. But that basically wraps up Pink Panthers for us this week. Next up, I have to introduce to you guys the Discovered Artist of the Week, who is Piri. Hopefully I'm pronouncing that correctly. P-I-R-I. Also known as Sophie Leigh McBurney, born the 14th of March, 1999. So she's actually older than Pink Panthers, known professionally as Piri, is an English musician born in Rockdale? Yeah, Rockdale in Greater Manchester. She is half of a band. I think her band is Piri and Tommy. And yeah, she dabbles a lot in pop as well as kind of like this bedroom pop, hyper pop kind of thing. Usually I like to keep the Discovered Artists of the Week Canadian, but when I tell you it was really, really hard to find someone that sounds a little bit similar to Pink Panthers, it was actually kind of crazy how much time I spent trying to find this person. But I couldn't, which is a bit of a shock, and I was a little bit disappointed, but I really wanted to make sure I stood on the same genre that Pink Panthers covers, which is very unique. But Piri was able to, you know, reach those expectations that I had to be able to compare both artists. So we will be doing a UK-based singer this week, as I said, Rockdale, England. I don't really know that much of her music. I actually barely know any. But when I was listening to one of her songs called Love Stuck with an artist called Salute, it was Salute and Piri, it was really, really, really similar to Pink Panthers. And I think everyone should just take a listen, introduce ourselves to Piri, talk about it, and then keep getting to know her discography. So I'm going to start off with Love Stuck by Piri. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
I'm tired.
Welcome back. You're listening to the last 10 minutes of Discolli, guys, but that was Peary with Love Stuck. It's actually kind of crazy how much she makes me feel and reminds me of Pink Panthers. I really like the beginning of the song where it's kind of introduced kind of like a character, kind of like a video game character, which is honestly a vibe that also Pink Panthers gives off. Very animated, very... It reminds me of, like, I might be wrong because I never actually fully watched the show, but kind of like the Powerpuff Girls, like kind of that like sweet, girly aesthetic. But Peary also takes an approach with her voice on kind of being like a higher baby-like voice, same that Pink Panthers does as well. And I actually really, really liked it. It's obviously, I'm very much into that type of genre, and she does a great job in also being able to make her art within it, which is really cool. And it also talks about love. So, I mean, the song is called Love Stuck. So I would be surprised if it wasn't called, if it didn't have anything to do with love. Next up, the next song that I do want to play of hers is called Nice to Me, which I was kind of surprised because then Pink Panthers has a song called Nice to Meet You. But this one's called Nice to Me. And this one has that fast beat that you can find in Pink Panthers' music as well. This one is by Peary and Tommy Villiers, and it's pretty fun. It's pretty exciting. So we'll listen to it. We'll talk about it, get back, and unfortunately wrap up the show, but we'll see you guys next week. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and this is Nice to Me by Peary. Welcome back. You listened to the last 5 minutes of Discolli, and that was Peary with Nice to Me. Honestly, I think that might have been, personally, a better song than Love Stuck. I definitely liked the fast take that she took on the song. It's a lot faster. It's a lot fast paced. It feels like, obviously, like you're running. And then she started rapping. Did anyone else notice that she started rapping? It was just kind of like she was just dropping bars and dropping lyrics, and she was like, you better write Nice to Me. Or else, period. That's it. I do want to mention that next up at noon, we have Dave Radio Presents The Eclectic Lunch. So definitely stick around to listen to a new episode with Dave. It's always a fun time. I always try to tune in after if I don't get busy. But yeah, so I'm debating if I want to play two more songs, if I want to play one more song. We'll see, I mean, how long it is. But I do want to say that if you do want to reach out to me and you really like this show, please stick around. I'll be with you guys next week for a new Discali episode with new artists, a new album. It's always a fun time to bring you guys new music and also music that you may not know. And just hear me yap about it, even though I'm always stumbling on my words and I'm always stumbling on everything I have to say because my mind is just wandering and rambling and just words. But anyway, yeah, definitely stick around. I also have a social media account on Instagram and TikTok, _Discali_. You can reach out to me, tell me if you want me to review an album, if you want me to show you guys my vinyl collection, or if you just want to reach out if you are an artist and you need me to possibly review your music. Why not? It's always a great time. I think I'm just going to play one more song of Peary's to wrap it up and just, you know, conclude the episode for this week. And yeah, so to wrap up the show, I'm going to be playing to you guys a song off of Peary's album called Frog.mp3, and the song's called Soft Spot. Thank you guys so much for this week, and I'll see you guys next week. You're listening to CITR 11.9 FM Vancouver, and this is Peary with Soft Spot.